Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 15. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Morning again. My name is Sue, and I was going to tell you what I do here for those that don't know me, but I want to tell you a little bit about how I got to stand here. And it was some years ago when I'd been looking for a church, and a friend of mine, said to me, "Why don't you come along here?" And I came in, and I'd never heard anyone speak about Jesus and the love that he had for me like Trevor. And that was the start of my journey. I didn't go to church. I knew about Jesus, and I'd read the stories before, but I didn't know how much he'd loved me. And so that's who I am. I stand here being loved by Jesus. So, I'm going to pray now. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you love each one of us in this place. That your word says you came to be with us. And you are with us now and always. So, Jesus, I pray that each one here will know that love, that faithful love, because I ask this in your name. Amen. The shepherds in our passage this morning. I want us to think about what it felt like being a shepherd. Smelly, dirty. Oh, hang on a minute. Maybe I need a bit of an illustration. Will, would you mind? Come on. I have some things here for you to dress up in. Let's see what this might have looked like. Would you mind putting that on? Shepherd. Out in their field, it was cold, it was dark. The shepherds were a bit uncouth. Sorry, Will. We've already said that they're a bit smelly. They were outcasts. They were looking after their sheep. Are you picturing it? Are you feeling it? The shepherds. Thank you for that illustration. The shepherds were never allowed in the temples. Now, the temple would be a church. They weren't allowed in. So thanks very much, Will. You can go and sit down now. Actually, no, not there. I'd like you to sit over there. Are you getting how the shepherds felt? They weren't included. So let this be a sign to you. When we gathered as an all-age service team to pray and plan for the service, this sentence just leapt out at me. And it's, as I said, a familiar passage. And I've heard it many times. But there was something in me just longed to be like those shepherds. In the field, seeing an angel of the Lord and the glory of the Lord shining around. What must that have looked like? Possibly like this. The shepherds couldn't ignore the message bringer telling them what to look out for. The sign that would have been a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger, which basically was an animal feeding trough. Now, I bought my dog's bowl this morning to give a description of what I've left it over there, but to give a description of what that must have been like. Can you imagine putting a baby in an animal feeding trough? I can't imagine that. That's what happened. And the shepherds were given directions. So they were given a sign and they were given directions. Now, I haven't driven for years, but I still need to see signs as to how to get around. Now, I've got some road signs here and I need some of you to help me decide what they are. I need some help. So anyone tell me what this one is? I don't drive. Anyone tell me? Well, no entry. Okay, next one. A sign. This one? It's a walking sign. Pedestrians? Looks a bit like me. This one? What is that one? Skid marks. Yes. And the next one, this one, probably well known in Richmond, David, low flying aircraft or noisy planes, as somebody said to me. Next one, this one, well known in Richmond. Yes? Be careful of the deer. Yes, deer about. This one, also I noticed in Richmond a couple of years ago. I think it's hilarious. Anyone know? Before we get the words up, Lily? It could be a dinosaur. Okay, can we have the words up? Oh, otters, not in Richmond, not this one. Otters crossing. Next one. No water sports? Matthew, what do you think? Well, yeah, no off-road vehicles. That one's from Finland. They use a lot of those around, but they're not allowed on the roads. Next one. I'm not sure what that means. Okay, this one is one that I found in Richmond. Some of you may know this one. I found this really amazing. Anyone? Sue, you know. They closed the road. Roads closed for migrating toads. They seriously do that. They seriously do that. They cross the road to get into Richmond Park and they close the road down. So, signs. Thank you. Our one sign. This was one that was made. The sign that came to the shepherds. Thank you. So spring forward to now, 2,000 years later. Where is our sign? Where is our messenger? Anne Voskamp says in her book, Unwrapping the Greatest Gift, The shepherds out in the hills of Bethlehem that night, the angels came to them, lighting their hearts on fire. But no one else heard the angels. Everyone else only heard the news from the hearts burning shepherds. When your heart burns with a love for Jesus, you're like a flaming match that lights up all the other hearts with the news of Jesus. And the humble shepherds became a sign to Mary. They were the first to get to Mary, and that was like real confirmation that the prophecy had come true. The promised one, the Saviour, had come. So that was 2,000 years ago. And today, we've already looked at some of the signs of Christmas, that God is with us. But what is the sign for us today? The churches. We are the sign that Jesus is alive today, and he is present with us right now by his Holy Spirit. And the direction? God's word. His precious word. It says that every word is God-breathed. Prayer. I've got one more cracker, and I'm going to need some help. So, somebody here has got the first sign, Sarah? I have got it. Where is it? Sarah's got it. Right. Who would like to be the one, first one, to open this? I think I've got Madeleine here. Would you like to open this? Now, it says on here, man at the back of church working the sound desk. I wonder who that could be. Do you want to go to your daddy? Go to your daddy. Go to daddy. One more sign, one more direction. She's coming to bring it back. What is this? Oh, it says someone who has Santa on their head. Shall we see? Thank you, Madeline. Would somebody like to find a Santa and go to Santa? Yes, Bradley, would you like to? Oh, you found him. What's he got? Has he got something? What's he got? It's another sign with directions. What's this? Man who plays the guitar at the front of church wearing a cap. Who could that be? Go and run to him. What does this one say? Can you read that? Shepherd. Find the shepherd. Where is the shepherd? Where did we put the shepherd? Find the shepherd. Yeah. Now, thank you. Well done. You can sit down now. Thank you very much. Now, the shepherd has one more cracker. It's a large cracker. Now, I need someone who would... Ben, would you like to come up and open this cracker with Will? You can put your sheep down. Oh, thank you very much. And now I think Will can go and sit with us, can't he? Now, thank you very much. You can go and sit with us. Back into community. Loved. Chosen. Well, in this cracker, I've got a copy of Luke's Gospel. And my gift to you this morning is a copy of Luke's Gospel. At the end of the service, there will be them at the back of the church. For any child here, there will be a copy of the Christmas story in whatever format you want, but that is my gift to you. Take it home. Meditate on it. Read it. The sign and the directions. The truth is, Jesus came into the world for you. And it's also true, you came into the world for him. To let everyone know about him and the hope that only comes from knowing Jesus. The next verses in this passage go on to say that the shepherds who had followed the sign and saw Jesus went off and told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them. And it says, all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. Astonished. I'm astonished that these shepherds who were in a field that nobody wanted to know, listened to them. And they listened to them because God gave them the strength and gave them the ability and equipped them to tell everyone the good news. So we have seen with our passages over the last few weeks that Jesus is known by many things. Prince of Peace, Healer, King of Kings, Comforter, Friend Forever. He's my personal Saviour and he is yours. A sign has been given to us. Help has come to town. Love has come to town. Hope has come to town. Let me pray. Father God, as we've listened that you say this will be a sign to you, Lord, I pray for each one of us that we will hold that in our hearts as we leave. And Jesus, that you have come to be with us and your promise is that you will never leave us when we put our trust in you. And from Romans 15, verse 13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow like the shepherds with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.